The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 270, Hitching a Ride.
Say again your last transmission.
We hear a ship landing just beyond the trees. Can you verify?
Stand by. Nate, point the drone further down from where they are.
I'm going to grab some elevation and scan for a heat signature. Stand by.
Tony, stand by. We're trying to verify what you're hearing.
We're pretty sure it's a ship landing, but it seems unlikely in this thick jungle.
Agent Simon, we're detecting a large craft landing near a waterfall. There appears to be a platform rising near the falls.
You're right, Tony. They're escaping. Return to the Prometheus immediately and prepare to follow us.
I copy.
Nate, the bridge is yours. Get us airborne and in pursuit of that ship.
Georgia, secure the drone and prepare for liftoff. Tam, man the helm and call Titan City Control and get clearance for immediate departure.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Slane, prepare navigation to intercept the unknown vessel.
Starting navigation system.
Georgia, I'm ready for emergency startup sequence.
Sending sequence.
Got it. Beginning initial startup sequence.
Liam, begin your startup and join with us once everyone's aboard.
I monitored everything and I'm way ahead of you. Starting engines. Be on you in no time.
Very good.
We see the ship departing. It looks like a medium-class cargo ship.
Thank you. Get back here as fast as you can. Marco, call the tower and see if they have any info on the ship.
Yeah, I'm on it.
This is the captain speaking. Personnel in the brig, prepare for departure. Get yourself strapped in.
Captain, we are cleared to taxi.
Taxi to the active.
Captain, the tower is saying that this unidentified ship is not authorized to be operating in this airspace. We are to proceed with caution.
Very well. Georgia, do we secure our drone?
Drone is secured and stowed. Main engines are at 80% and climbing.
Very well.
Liam, what's your status?
I have clearance. My engines will be ready before Simon and his team returns. We'll follow your transponder.
Do your best to catch up with us. Simon and his crew will be a while, plus you'll need to stow the quads.
I understand. Good hunting.
Turning to Jaffra. We have reached our quads and are proceeding back to the Prometheus.
Copy, lad. Stow the quads and join up with us. Liam has the Prometheus ready.
We'll be there as soon as we can.
Everyone in your seat and secure for departure.
This is the captain speaking. Notice to the brig. We're departing.
Oh, I think I can hear him laughing. I told you so all the way up here.
Have you found anything that jumps out at you?
No. Everything looks routine. How about you?
I've been going over the interviews with the kids he went with. They all say the same thing.
So what's the story? Why did he leave?
They all say that after a slow day of fishing, Jonathan wanted to go check out a spot his uncle had told him about. He said he'd be back in an hour.
So why didn't anyone go with him?
Evidently, he was pretty adamant about going alone. He insisted he'd be fine and told the others to go ahead and get some supper.
And this is when he disappeared?
Yes, he never returned. The boys left together, then split up looking for him. They searched for about 2 hours before contacting the authorities. This was a few years back, and none of them had a cell phone. They used a payphone near their boat ramp.
Yeah, if this happened today, they could have pinged his cell phone and got a general location on him.
And if he used this as an excuse to escape, they could have determined which way he headed. But unfortunately, that technology wasn't available to him back then.
From what I can gather from this investigation packet, Jonathan was presumed to have either drowned or didn't want to be found. Since he had been accepted into college, the latter theory was dropped.
So their assumption was that he either drowned or was abducted.
And no one ever received a ransom note.
No personal items to include his fishing gear were ever recovered. It's like someone pulled up in a boat and took him to a waiting car.
To indoctrinate him and make him a rage agent.
That means he would have left all his personal belongings he had, except for the clothes on his back and his fishing gear.
That's what Hank did. He just disappeared, leaving all of his things behind.
It looks like the other boys who were with him were thoroughly questioned. I don't think we could get much more from them, especially after this long.
I think what we need to do is see where these guys are now and what their past history has been.
What are you thinking?
Have any of them fallen off the radar? Did any go into the military or a government job?
So you're thinking that there may be a possibility that Jonathan wasn't the only defector.
I think that it's a distinct possibility. If not that, then maybe they assisted somehow and gained favor with Rage.
Like getting a good job with a fictitious resume.
Exactly.
I'll get Pillman to start on that right away. I guess it would be too much to hope one of these guys is living in the area.
Even if they're not, I'm sure that there's family around. Although, I imagine they feel like they've answered every question we have.
Before we consider anything like that, let's finish going through all these interviews. Maybe we can glean something from them.
Well then, I suppose we better get back after it.
There, bounty hunter! What say you now?
I say you're wasting time. Your victory will be very short. My team will soon be onto you like fleas on a dingo.
I don't know what those are, but let them come. They will have a rude reception awaiting them.
Talk is cheap, so even you can't afford a lot of it.
General, he is no longer of any use to us. Let me dispatch him now.
Patience, guard. We are not in the clear yet. He is still useful to us.
We have cleared orbit. Starting gravity rotation.
Thank you, Captain Zardoz. And thank you for being right on time.
It has been my pleasure, General.
Wait a bloody minute. I know that voice. It's you.
Well, this is interesting. You know Captain Zardoz?
He's the one who attacked our shuttle. You said we were in an unauthorized area. You lied to us.
Yes, and I must say it was rather effective. We are at 1G now. You may unfasten your restraints.
Everyone but you, Bounty Hunter. You stay right where you are.
Really? Where am I gonna go? Open the door and make a run for it?
Oh, please do. Be my guest.
No one is going anywhere. Just relax and you can watch us bask in our glorious escape.
Well, didn't I tell you that we wouldn't be going to Boldabar? What is it your people say? I told you so.
You're not there yet. The closest habitable moon or planet is long ways off. Jaffa and the team will recapture you by then.
If he can find us.
The Mercury is the fastest ship in the galaxy. You'll never outrun her.
Stealth beats speed. He can't catch us if he can't find us.
Big talk, that's all it is. And like I said before, talk is cheap.
At this point, talk is all you have to offer us. So I advise you to choose your words wisely.
Captain, is the course set as we discussed?
Yes, General, we are on course now. It should take no more than 2 sleep cycles to reach our destination.
Which is?
None of your business.
And you are on my ship now, and you will do as I say.
We should have blown your ship up when we had the chance.
Well, you didn't, Bounty Hunter. And if you don't like being here, I'm sure General Haneke's guards can escort you off.
Oh, please. I would be honored.
It is a very tempting thought, but we need him right now.
I'm curious. Haneke?
It's General Haneke.
Yeah, whatever. So, General, where do you think you can go to that you won't be found?
I don't think that really concerns you.
I think it does. In case you didn't know, most of Rage bases have been overtaken by the IDF. The best thing you can do is turn yourself in.
I have no desire to surrender to the enemy. You may think you know all of Rage's stellar bases, but you don't. We are everywhere. We can blend in and never be seen. Look at your own planet. We have a strong foothold there.
Like most invasive species, we can eradicate you.
That's big talk for a man strapped to a seat. Who's eradicating who?
I grow weary of this bickering. If you wish to remain conscious, I suggest you exercise your right to remain silent.
I can assist in that, Captain.
That won't be necessary, guard, will it?
No, Captain. At least not for now.
I heard back from the cab company.
On the guy you were following?
Yeah, he was dropped off at that first place we saw McMillan going into. That Navy place.
The ERP services?
Yeah. Now, what do you make of that?
It doesn't make any sense. If he was passing anything on, all he had to do was do the exchange inside the building. Makes me think that your man was the decoy, and our arms dealer was the one McMillan was passing something off to.
Well, I agree with you, Jim. If ERP Services is one of John's clients, it doesn't make sense to pass something off in a public park. It's too risky when, as you said, he could have done that inside the building.
If this guy works there, why act like strangers on that park bench?
The only explanation is that he was the decoy, which means it had to be pre-planned.
And because it was pre-planned, it couldn't have anything to do with the two of you following McMillan.
So the Russian is the one we need to concentrate on. If anything was passed, it was to him.
Hello, Barnes and Merritt. How may I help you?
This is Janet McMillan. I wonder if I could speak to Mr. Barnes.
Well, you're in luck. He's right here. Please hold.
Sure.
It's Janet McMillan.
Thanks. Janet, Jim, what can I do for you?
Hi. I just wanted you to know that John told me he'll be traveling tomorrow for his job.
Well, that's interesting. Does he do this spur-of-the-moment thing often?
He hasn't in the past, but here lately it's become a regular thing. That's what got me so concerned in the first place.
Did he say where he was going and for how long?
Just for the day. He said he's going to Fort Sheridan.
All the way to Chicago, huh?
Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, we used to call it Fort Shaky by the lake.
It sounds like you've been there.
I was there for one day when I processed out of USAREC. That's the Army's recruiting command. One day was enough for me. Did he say why he had to go?
Something about a contract. He says it's business. It could be lucrative for the company he's representing. You know, things like that.
Well, from a business standpoint, I need to ask. Won't he know from looking at your finances that you hired a PI?
Fortunately, no. I have a good job and make a decent salary. We each have our own checking account, and we both contribute to a household account. That account goes for mortgage, utilities, insurance, groceries, things like that.
Well, that's interesting. I suppose that saves a lot of arguments on who buys what.
Yeah, if he wants to play golf, it's out of his pocket. As long as he contributes to the house fund plus a retirement fund, he can spend it on anything he wants. Is there a reason you ask?
I'd be interested in seeing if he's actually going to Sheridan on business.
I think that's an excellent idea, and you're in luck. I work with a travel agency. I can book you and your partner on the same flight. He's only supposed to be there for the day, so the return flight is that evening. Would you like me to do that?
Well, that would be awesome. Now, I won't charge you for meals and full time on the job since you're providing the tickets. I'll also take care of the car rental.
That sounds fair. I'll email you 2 electronic tickets. You'll be departing from BWI. I can get a same-day round-trip ticket for less than dinner for two.
Well, probably not with my partner. You could probably get a round trip to Hawaii for what it takes to feed him.
Well, then meals are on you. I'll get those tickets to you soon. And thank you.
You're most welcome.
So, we're going on a trip?
Yep, we leave for Chicago in the morning, so be ready early.
Okay, so do you want me to reserve a car rental for you?
Oh, that would be great. As soon as we get the ticket, you can do that.
I can't wait to try the famous Chicago deep dish pizza.
Sam, remember this is a business. We have to earn more money than we spend.
Hey, I'm willing to work for free.
Free? Your meal vouchers will put us in the poorhouse.
Don't worry, Sam. I know an all-you-can-eat place in Chicago. I'll take you there if you promise not to embarrass me.
You got a deal.
I've gone through all the extra material Hernandez brought us.
Find anything interesting?
A lot more of the map. I photographed them for you.
Okay, I'll load them into the program here. Yeah, you got a lot of the map.
I'm going to pull up a similar map so we can compare.
Ah, like looking at the cover of a puzzle box. Yeah, this piece would go over here, and this one there.
This looks like another bridge piece.
So what do you make of all this?
I think it's definitely for playing an operation. Sending a physical map instead of electronic, it says to me that they wanted something not traceable. You can always recover digital files.
They didn't count on not being able to destroy a physical map. Ooh, here's another big piece.
I recognize that intersection. Go somewhere around here. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Whoever this map was intended for was probably supposed to destroy it after logging the information. Here's a piece right here.
I think this is another bridge.
I believe that's Wilson Bridge. It goes right here.
Notice anything peculiar?
Yes. Each bridge has a red X on it. Now that could just mean here are the bridges going into DC.
Or it could mean here are your targets.
As much as it pains me to say this, I think you better read Holiday in on what we've found so far.
I believe you're right. If these are targets, Homeland needs to know.
Director Holiday.
It's Kate. I may have something more from that bomb blast. Nelson and I have been piecing together portions on that map we recovered.
The DC map with the marked bridge. What else have you found?
We've put together more of the map. There are 5 bridges in total. We've identified all 5 are marked with a red X.
5 for 5? Well, that changes things. It's looking more and more like they might be targeted for destruction.
That's a possibility that we've been considering. It wouldn't exactly cripple our government, but it would cause quite a mess.
Look at the traffic nightmare caused by the loss of the key bridge in Baltimore. It even caused a bottleneck on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge an hour away.
They wouldn't have to take out all the bridges to be effective. They could probably jam everything up by destroying half.
Right now, everything is speculation. They may have been just identifying the location of bridges for movement purposes.
We're going to keep sifting through what we have. Hopefully, we might find some instructions.
That would be outstanding. In the meantime, I'll arrange to have these bridges inspected daily until we get this resolved. If they try something, we'll be on it. Keep me up to date on your reconstruction efforts.
I will, sir.
So what do you say?
Until we come up with an answer to these red X's, he'll have people check the bridges daily.
That's about all he can do without spreading panic. I hope these inspectors don't leak anything to the press.
That's all we'd need. Speculation would be running wild. One leak conspiracy theory and DC would be in a panic.
Then we need to keep digging. Hopefully we can find some sort of marching orders or timelines.
Any word from Mercury yet?
The only thing I've heard is that they were preparing orbital insertion.
Do you think we can get immediate clearance?
That's not an issue. These eclipse blackouts are not that frequent. This facility is not equipped for nighttime operations, so we've got the place to ourselves.
Do you have any vectors to rendezvous with the Mercury?
You can handle navigation? I'll send them to you now.
Yeah, not a problem.
Do you have a lock on the Mercury's transponder?
Yes. It should be showing up on Marco's console.
Yeah, got it, but it's getting weaker.
When can we take off?
Rolling now.
I'm concerned about Jomak. Right now, he's insurance for them. If they escape, then Jomak doesn't serve any useful purpose for them.
I've been thinking about that too. Right now, he's their bargaining chip.
There's nothing we can do about that right now. As long as we are in pursuit, he is of value to them.
Well then, let's get after it.
Everyone buckle up. Cinch those belts tight.
All right, Liam. Step on it.
Captain, the Prometheus is departing Titan City.
Very well. Make sure we continue to transmit our transponder frequency for them to follow.
Yes, Captain.
Are you still tracking the transponder from the alien craft?
Yes, transponder signal is strong and consistent.
Very well. Continue to monitor.
Slane, are you able to see the transponder ping on your screen?
Yeah, it's quite strong. I'm surprised they continue to ping a signal.
Operating a vessel in this space without a transponder violates IDF rules. Perhaps they're trying to avoid drawing attention to themselves.
It seems that kidnapping an IDF agent would do that.
We haven't notified the IDF they're harboring a hostage. We need to keep this in-house. Too many authorities could lead to a loss in bounty.
Do you think that the IDF would deny you a bounty?
I don't doubt it for a minute.
He's right. There are commanders and underlings in the force that would do anything to gain notoriety, even if it means stealing a bounty.
So it's all of us, then?
If it's on us, we better find another gear. The alien ship is pulling away from us.
Tam, all ahead full.
Aye. All ahead full.
Separation is now closing. They're gaining on them.
Have you been able to determine their course?
I've been tracking them. I don't believe what I'm seeing.
What are you talking about?
They're headed straight for Boulder Bar.
Course set for Boulder Bar. Are you sure this will work?
It will work. These bounty hunters think only of their reward. If they see a ship heading for Boulder Bar, they will follow.
You have to forgive me, General, but Boulder Bar is where they're taking Lister and Ursula. Are you planning to rescue them from the Mercury?
Rescue? How quaint. No, bounty hunter. We are not going to rescue them. They're no longer part of our plan, or have you forgotten already?
It makes less sense now.
Zardoz, do you have the transponder?
Here, General. The battery will last well beyond the trip.
Trip? What trip?
Oh, the one-way trip you're about to take.
Take? Take where, and what do you mean by one way?
Zardoz, ready the shuttle. Make sure the transponder is well secured, along with our passenger.
No! No, you're not going to set me adrift again in a shuttle. No!
You won't be adrift. You'll be at full speed right into the Boulder Bar atmosphere, and your comrades will follow while we make our escape.
No! No! Don't do it!
Bye-bye. Thanks for flying Boulder Bar Express.
Will Joe Mad be set adrift yet again, and will the team follow him? Will Kate solve the mystery of the DC map? Will Barnes and Sam be able to follow McMillan in Chicago? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Drift Away.